We all are experiencing that in these days, whether it be with a school, with a teacher, with a doctor. It's hard to get a hold of people. Ever is not that. God is not one to put us on hold. God is not one to say, you know, I'm going to handle someone else's situation and I'll get back to you later. No, ever means God is open. God is available. God is ready. Luther believed at times that in his life, his problems were so small in comparison with everything else going on in the world, but he was reminded ever, God is ready and willing. Sometimes we think our problems are so small, I shouldn't mention them, or God, he's too big for this, and we don't share. But what we must remember is this first word, ever. God is always there. But we need a second word to go with ever. Not that one. This word. God is ever, can you read it? God is ever present. God is ever present. Do you know that most religions actually don't teach that God is present? God is too big for the happenings of human beings. God is not so concerned with the activities, the situations, and the circumstances that we're living in. But that is not what the Psalms suggest, and Luther knew it. By the way, Luther read through the Psalms every 3 weeks, 150. Finished 150, went back to number one, went through another 150 every 3 weeks of his life. Present is brought up in Psalm 139, in which it says this, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee your presence? If I go high up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths of Sheol, you are there." To put a modern translation to that, what this means, God is present, ever present, means this. If I'm in a rehab clinic, yes, there are people that have made bad choices. I may have made some bad choices. You are there. You are present. If I'm in jail or prison and I've made bad choices, others have made bad choices, and there's language that isn't so good and there's thoughts that aren't so good here, yes, God is there. In my work, which seems so mundane and boring, why would God want anything to do with that time that I'm working? God is there. In my house that has strife and discord that nobody knows about, God is present. He's there. Now, isn't that good news, actually, that God is ever present? Is that really good news? I don't know. We don't know if it's good news. Take, for example, a child. If a child knows that their parent is ever present, is that gospel good news? Adam and Eve believed that God was ever present, but they didn't know if he would be loving to them, so they ran away and hid. The prophet Jonah believed that God was ever present, but he had to run away and he jumped over the boat and into the sea. He believed God was ever present. That's why we need a third word. A third word to hold on to believe in. That word is this one. God is an ever-present what? Help. Maybe you've read a little bit about Martin Luther, but he actually, in his early life, did not believe that God was a help. He actually believed God was a punisher. He got that picture from his father, Hans. He was rather harsh. Hans wanted Luther to do something besides theology, and when it was shared with Hans that Luther would study theology, he wrote Luther basically out of his life. Luther went on to be an Augustinian monk, and when he went there, he actually thought that God was a punisher that needed to be won over with good works, and Luther did a great job. He fasted. He prayed up to 7 hours a day. He went on pilgrimages. He did all the things that you were supposed to do, but even at that point, his view was that God was a punisher and could only be won over by doing good things. What changed? Martin Luther read a little passage from Romans chapter 1, verse 17. The just will live by faith. What difference does that make? Luther realized that faith was a gift from God in our baptism. Nothing to be earned. God was a help. God gave his son Jesus as a help, not to punish. God was no longer a punisher. God was someone who helped.